attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
From Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world, it's the 1986 competition of Star Search with your host, Ed McMahon.
No, not Ed. Not Ed McMahon. It's Robert Scott Bell. Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show. What's going on, Star Search 1986? Time warp I've gotten into.
You remember Star Search?
I have vague memories of little children singing on that show. Wasn't that what it was all about?
Yeah. Well, that was the show where everybody from around the country could sing and dance and perform and stuff, and they were looking for the next star, right?
That was like the American Idol of the 80s, right?
That was absolutely.
Now, Simon Cowell was still in diapers.
Why are we coming in with Star Search?
This is the question. We have some strange music selections today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I blame Super Don. He knows why. And by the way, you can call if you want to request a song at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. No, you really can call, really. Listen, why are we doing Star? It was like this contest. Remember the Obama administration promoting Obamacare, really sucking the eggs on that. They're having trouble getting these insurance exchanges out and about and people, you know, participating. They're not participating. Why don't you participate with this, right? Join us. It's good. The water's pharmaceutically conflicted, and we want you in. And if you don't, we're going to fine you. But we're not going to call it a fine. It's a tax. Or is it a fine? Depends on what the Supreme Court rules. Justice Roberts bought off by Big Pharma, and he found a way to do some constitutional gymnastics that is beyond any celestial body we've ever seen before to get Obamacare declared constitutional. Now the exchanges are trying to kick in. They keep trying to delay it, but they're now just going, hey, we got to figure it out. Put it out there. Contest. Best video. Best this, best that, that can help us promote Obamacare and get people to sign up for these exchanges. And that's what's happening. That's what that's all about. The Star Search is on. All right, do you have what it takes to get your fellow Americans to participate in the medical monopoly that is more likely to kill you than help you? And if, for those of you saying that Robert Scott Bell is exaggerating, no, I'm not. I didn't say when it would kill you. It's not like every time you go to the doctor, they kill you right then and there. But it happens over time, and you might not have had to die had it not been for the medical intervention.
Oh, but Robert, what about all those people going to the emergency room and get help? I'm not talking about that. The emergency room, emergency trauma surgery, that's real. That's good medicine. That's allopathic medicine at its finest. We're not knocking that. Listen to what I'm telling you.
And this contest thing, this is not a joke. This is for real.
Yeah,
this is
not making that up.
For real, what they're doing here. They're actually awarding up to $30,000 in prizes.
Mm-hmm.
To someone who comes up with a video, and they have like these three categories, you know, that the video can be in. But, you know, they actually are coming out, they're awarded, they're giving out prize money to people who come up with a great video to sell your friends, your neighbors, your family, you know, on the fact that Obamacare is something everybody wants and needs, and it's a great thing.
Well, there was a little hyperlink in that article you didn't see, Super Don, and it takes you to the grand prize that they don't want you to know. 30 grand, that's nothing. The grand prize for the winner that gets the most people to sign up is that they get to opt out of Obamacare for life.
Oh, you mean just like Congress gets to do that?
Exactly. They get the real prize. That's what you win. If you can get all the peons out there in the American public to sign on to Obamacare and you win the grand prize, it ain't 30 grand. That's nothing. That's chump change. You get to opt out of Obamacare. That's what we're talking about here.
Woo-hoo. How nice. What an awesome prize. Yeah.
But evidently, I think New York is involved. They want in on this, what do you call this contest? Did it say states could not be eligible to participate, or were they eligible?
Yeah, the state of Oklahoma is applying to win. Yeah, no, it's just for individuals, you know, your okay. friends and stuff. You can put together these things if you can do something clever. But you are correct. New York actually has gotten really involved in this because, you know, New York is always blazing the trail on how big of a soda you can drink and whether you can have a fast-moving elevator or not and stuff. So, yeah, they're going into the music realm here and getting kind of clever with a slogan.
Are they? What do they got? Are. They got some good
they
music
are.
On this? I mean, it's like the Empire State.
Listen. It comes down to reality. There you go.
All right.
We know this guy, right?
That's William Hole.
That is not. No, what? Come on. No. This guy's timeless. This guy's
Billy
timeless.
Joel, this is Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Everybody's heard this song, right?
Yeah, let me hear it. Left them all behind. In a what? I'm in sing a New it. York state of mind. New York state of health is what they're New saying York here.
That's right.
With a nod to Billy Joel, New York brands Obamacare Marketplace. So they're trying to get everybody to think about Billy Joel, and that will convince you to sign up for Obamacare. The exchange is in New York. You're in a New York state of health. Now, I don't know if that's something to brag about, quite honestly. I mean, have you seen New York City, for instance? Right? Have you been to Syracuse? Have you been to Rochester? The home of was that Kodak? I think Kodak was in Rochester. You didn't want to swim in the water there, much less drink it. You were drinking photoprocessing chemicals. Maybe it's a little better since they switched over to, you know, the ink papers. You know, they took that out. But here you have New York saying, hey, New York State of Health, we want you to sign it. Look at what they're pulling out, the stops that they have to pull out to get you to participate. I mean, if there was genuinely a need for what the leftists say there is a need for, there's not enough health care, it's too expensive. I've argued from the get-go here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years, there's no health care in America as it relates to the government. It's all about disease creation and disease management. And this participation in Obamacare and insurance exchanges doesn't change anything. There's no homeopathy, there are no herbs, there are no supplements, there's no detoxification, chelation, not on the menu, nothing. So the idea is that they're trying to convince you that you now have to participate in that which more people said, no, I think I'll opt out. And they didn't like that, so they passed Obamacare 100 years after the Flexner Report of 1910 was put out there. Oh, by the way, yes, we got Phil Pepin on the line. He's going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes here, and we're going to be talking about Obama's secret war on Colombia. So stand by for that. Breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But I did want to cover this idea of if it's so good, why do they have to hold a contest to get you to buy in? Why do they have to fine you or tax you for not participating? It's a fine, it's a tax, we don't know. It's so good that we're going to mandate your participation. No, if it was so good, people would be lining up to ride it like they were on the best roller coaster in the world with the most amount of fun.
You'd think, huh?
But then some people go, no, people won't do that because, you know, it's health care. They don't want to. Listen, it's not health care. Get over it. Back off and let the people heal. Let the people have the freedom to heal each other as well as receive the healing that they want to get from doctors and non-doctors alike. As I've called for on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'm going to call for it again right here, right now. If you've not heard me say this, mark it down. I'm saying it again. I'm calling for a separation of medicine and state. I think I'm in the constitutional right here. A separation of medicine and state. Modern medicine is the officially sanctioned Church of America in violation of the First Amendment.
I like that.
Separation of church and state. Hey, can we do a separation of Obama and state? Would that be possible? The same way I was calling for a separation of Bush and state. But again, Obama is not the president. Bush is still the president. Clearly, Bush is the president. He just got a little extra pigment when we weren't looking. He went out and got a deep, dark suntan. And then there's Obama. This is not about race. When you start bringing up issues like a secret war in Colombia that no one seems to know about, but Phil Pepin, our guest right now, he's coming up. He is the host of Pursuit of Freedom on naturalnewsradio.com. He's got a great article out at naturalnews.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. It's featured here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Phil Pepin, my friend, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert.
Glad to have you on board. Now, you have written a doozy of an article here, Obama's Secret War on Colombia, GM Obama. And I think we got to lay this thing out before we got a couple of minutes before break here. What the heck is this war that no one's talking? Everybody's talking Syria. Nobody's talking Colombia.
Well, there's a widespread national protest that started on August 19th, and it was primarily organized by farmers, mostly the coffee farmers, but other farmers as well, and truckers. And it's grown to include other groups that have grievances with the government. Their primary grievance is they're basically being driven off their land, and those who want to continue to farm are forced to buy government-approved seed. And that has been administered through the Colombian Agricultural Institute, and they have what they call Resolution 9.70. And that's the legal framework that they're using to force farmers to use only government-approved seeds. Now, this is what they do if they catch you not using their seeds. They come and confiscate everything you own, everything you've grown, and they destroy it. And in fact, what prompted this whole story is that I know somebody who's got connections to Colombia, and he came across the video that was produced by a young college student, and she basically was prompted because she had heard about 70 tons of rice that was buried in a landfill, and they claimed it was contaminated, but I've done some investigation on it, and they consider it being that the seeds in a burlap sack was contaminated. That was their excuse. And so they buried it, and that got her prompted to do an investigation. Why is the government forcing them to use these seeds? And they've had a lot of failures down there. You may have heard about there was a big cotton Monsanto cotton failure. So basically, they don't trust these seeds. The farmers don't, but they're being forced to do it. And
well, could this be, Phil, could this be related to the free trade agreement between the United States government and the Colombian government? Because free trade is something that I'm very suspicious of, because if it's coming from large multinational corporations that are writing these bills, impacting on large governments around the world to do free trade, you know it's to hose the little guy. And the little guys and gals in Colombia are being hammered by this. Big story, secret war. Obama's secret war on Colombia, thanks to the free trade agreement there. We've got that and a whole lot more. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are happening and rocking the health world and rocking the geopolitical world as well. You like GMOs? Well, they don't like them in Colombia, that country in South America for sure. And there's a secret war going on. And according to the article by Phil Pepin, he is also the host of Pursuit of Freedom on naturalnewsradio.com each and every Wednesday. You can check that out where you're listening to the show right now, right next door on the web there at naturalnewsradio.com. All the links are up to the show notes in the show notes at Robert Scott Bell. .com, and you can reach us now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Do you have a question or comment for Phil Pepin? He's on with us. And Phil, this secret war, we talk about World Trade Organization, treaties, free trade, GATT, NAFTA, CAFTA, all of these things have been nothing but a boondoggle for the people that just want to work. And oftentimes they are, let's say, pummeling the people of any nation, at least including the U.S., people of the U.S., with these multinational corporations promoting their substances, their products that people don't want nor need, but they're convinced with the power of government, the force of government, to take it.
Yes, and it is very brutal what's going on down there. And what is really key to understand about this, what happened was that was young college student Victoria Solano basically did an investigation, and she wanted to find out what was the source of this Resolution 9.7 that the Agriculture Institute was, which is basically an arm of the Colombian government, was forcing on the farmers, and that led to the free trade agreement with the United States. That was the connection. So basically, this is where the war part is. Through this treaty, this trade agreement, rather, that it basically is being implemented by the Colombian government by force. So they are acting as the muscle for the multinational companies that are very much involved in this trade agreement. And I discovered through investigation a direct link to one and only Monsanto. And that direct link is through a gentleman named Islam Siddiqui. and he's the chief agricultural negotiator. And he has the rank of ambassador with the Office of U.S. Trade Representative. And he is responsible for all the bilateral and multilateral negotiations. This guy is absolutely in bed with Monsanto and every other petrochemical company you can imagine. I've listed in the article all the different ones, and that was through his membership and very high membership in Crop Life America. And those are the biotech representative organizations. And they got Monsanto, BSF, a whole bunch of the DuPont, and all of those different companies. And so he's basically their representative, and he was highly controversial. There was 98 organizations that wanted to block his nomination by Obama, and they went ahead with it anyway. And so this is the key, is that he was very much involved in setting up the trade agreement with Colombia, and of course it's all skewed to give the big giant agriculture
the biotech industry,
all of them, all of them, to go in there, biotech, big ag, everybody go in there and gobble up the land. That's basically what's going on. They're driving farmers off land, or they're forcing them to use their products. So it's a combination of things that are going on down there.
I want to revisit this video because it's linked up in the article, and we've got it linked up at naturalnews.com through the notes at robertscottbell.com. The motivation for the protests that we're talking about here in Colombia against the government and the Americans and the GMOs and the Monsantos was brought to your attention through a source that has close ties to Colombia, and you were asked to remain anonymous. There's a YouTube video called Documental 9.0 de Victoria Solano, and and this is where they say the Colombian government confiscated 70 tons of rice. You mentioned this before. I just want to be clear. Was this genetically modified rice, or was this rice that the farmers had their own seed? They weren't buying from Monsanto, because this will give you some more insight into what's going on here.
That's exactly what it was. It was unapproved rice. And what they're claiming is contaminants is just natural little bits of stuff.
What is contaminant, and we're going to get to this, Phil, is the GMOs that Obama is imposing on the rest of the world here, including the United States, but down there in Colombia. So stand by. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a little time to do it, but Phil Pepin is my guest. If you want to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, the place for health freedom and healing liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeleine Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell. Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome back, my friends.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Here we go. Robert Scott Bell Show, 6 days a week on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Links up, robertscottbell.com. Check it out and all the banners up there. Say thanks to those who make this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible. We're talking about Obama's secret war in Colombia. And I know I'm not doing it justice to the accent, but it's not Columbia, South Carolina. It's Colombia. You know, I like the way it's said when it's said with the accent of those who live there. And we talked about the fact that the government has confiscated 70 tons of rice, which really started riling the farmers up if they weren't already, buried the rice in a landfill. Why? They claimed it was contaminated. Reality says it wasn't GMO. It wasn't Monsanto's. Therefore, they didn't have to pay a special fee to get it and use it. And now we're seeing this free trade agreement that Obama had worked on as he hired, you know, he said there would be no lobbyists in my administration. Hired lobbyists from Monsanto. He becomes the Monsanto president. Phil Pepin is my guest. He's the host of Pursuit of Freedom on naturalnewsradio.com. This GMO Obama image on the article, and we have it linked up in Obama's secret war on Colombia, it's not an exaggeration, is it?
No, it's not. Because they're doing a lot of experimentation down there in Colombia. This has been going on for a while, but the trade agreement is what has been really draconian for them. That's where they're forcing now. Now they've got the government forcing farmers to use their products. And that's the centerpiece of that video. That's mainly what it's about. It's about this Colombian Agriculture Institute enforcing Resolution 9.70. And that 9.70 is really, in essence, the trade agreement being pounded on the people of Colombia.
You see, my leftist friends, the government is a force for good, a global force for good. We're going to force farmers to pay tribute to Monsanto and only grow GMO ingredient crops loaded with glyphosate pesticides that are good for the children of Colombia and all over the world. I'm telling you, it's a disaster to look for the goodness of government to save you when it was the badness of government that created the mess that we're in now. Oh, but then the free market, if that were the case, then the GMOs would be everywhere. Are you kidding me? Nobody in the free market wanted GMOs. They had to use the force of government, the fraudulent science, to promote it. Sorry, I had to let that off my chest. I feel much better now, Phil.
Oh, I understand. I get pretty frustrated about this myself, especially when you see the brutality that's going on in so many different ways down there. And you were mentioning prices. That's one of the big parts of this protest is their food costs have skyrocketed. And the farmers' cost for the seeds is very expensive. So instead of using the natural things they normally grow down there, they're being forced to use things a lot of times that aren't even really native to Colombia.
Well, it makes perfect sense. You want to feed poor people? Raise the price of food. Make it more expensive to farm. Poor people will love it.
No, they don't.
Exactly. Free trade agreement negotiated by the Obama administration being implemented as the reason for the, it's called ICA, Resolution 9.70. Tell me what ICA, that's their agricultural commission like our USDA or something?
Yeah, something like that. It's probably equivalent to that. But they are the agency that is enforcing the trade agreement.
Okay. Now, ICA, it's an interesting three letters because if you rearrange them, you get CIA. And I don't know, it might be a cosmic joke, but it might not be an accident. It might be. But the CIA has been involved down there for years in Central and South America promoting the international global corporate agribusiness that has been going on for, gosh, how long does it go? I mean, it goes back to Dole. Who else was doing bananas way back when?
Oh yeah, we're talking at the, you know, the beginning of the 20th century. There's a long history, and I know a lot of Americans don't like to hear this sort of thing because it is the abuse to the Latin American countries has been going on a long time. This is just taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah, we've been toppling governments in Central and South America for the promotion of fruits that they can ship back to America. And this is just an ongoing thing. That's why I say, if you think we're picking on Obama, look, he just happens to be the latest puppet in chief. But, you know, each and every one of us has free will, do we not? And Obama chose to be in the position he's in. He did. And at that point, I can't cut him any slack anymore. That's why, I mean, not that I ever really did, but the reality is, yeah, I recognize that people want to make a change. They go into government and they get corrupted. I don't know when he got corrupted, but clearly at this point, I don't know if there's any turning back. So we've got intrigue here. Down there, of course, they'll cut you up with a machete just as soon as look at you on these issues. It's rough. It's a different way to live. I've been to West Africa. I know the realities of life on planet Earth are not as cushy and airy and fairy as they are in America. Yeah, sure, there's some violence here, too. But there's a reasonable expectation that each and every day you're going to live to see the next day. In areas in Colombia, you're not so sure, just like in other areas. And with this added element of global terrorism from big agribusiness, it's gotten even worse.
Yes, it has. And I tell you, this really telling statistic in all of this is if you go back about 25 years, Colombia was an exporter of food. They are now an importer. Does that sound familiar?
Amazing.
I mean, yeah, that's exactly what's been happening to us. We used to be the massive exporter of the world. So you see a very common pattern. It's just happening much faster down there because these unstable countries, it's much easier with their totalitarian governments that have complete control. As bad as our media, it's worse down there. That's why a lot of these folks down there don't completely understand all of the issues. But what is so powerful about this video, what's so important about Victoria Solano's video, is that it gives them the reason. They got to focus now. They know that trade agreement is harming them. So there is a significant amount of people in that protest that are targeting that trade agreement. Now, that's not completely what all the protest is about. The government down there has abused them in a lot of different ways. So there's a lot of different groups that have grievances. But the big part of this was about that trade agreement and all the different things they're doing to them. Another thing that you were talking about, the poor people, in Colombia, it's a very different place than the United States. You have to kind of understand that you can't apply a lot of American values down there. Because of all the instability, poor people to survive, grow. It's a very, very heavy small farmer, agrarian society down there. And they trade and work with each other. And that's how they survive. They're taking that away. They're forcing people to buy food in stores much more expensive than what they're used to, and they just simply can't afford it. So there's a lot of actual economic elements to this that go beyond just the farmers. It's everybody is getting harmed down there by this.
Yeah, they're not going to the 24-hour Walmart supercenter to get their food. In fact, that would be costing them more. If people think, well, Walmart, that's cheap. Well, down there it'd be more expensive because they're growing their own food. At least they were, or they have to. They know. And I think that's the lesson for us here as we become more and more like a third-world nation that can't subsist, can't just buy stuff, as the dollar is going to be pulled out from under the people that are still saving in those Federal Reserve notes that are not actually lawful dollars, at least based on the Coinage Act of 1792. So these are real issues that we can see playing themselves out in other countries. And if you're a net exporter of food, that means you're producing more than you're consuming. That's a good situation to be in as a country. In yep. Colombia, how is it possible that they become a net importer of food? I mean, that is an agricultural country if there ever was one. Now suddenly they're bringing it in from China. What's going on?
Well, that is a very key point to that, and that's what we're seeing here. There's a lot of parallels that I think Americans really need to pay attention to because they're losing industries. They're losing things because of these agreements. And the thing that is really troubling to me about all of this is that in the agreement, you can see it for yourself. In fact, I put a link to our friends over there at the Council on Foreign Relations. They had a fact sheet on this trade agreement. And when you go and read it, it brags about how it's opening up markets in Colombia. And they name all these different grains and things that they're going to increase to export to Colombia. Well, there you go. That's the problem. This country needs to be exporting. They need to be producing food enough for themselves and exporting. That would be a much better situation for them there. And they play this in that fact sheet like this is going to help all our American farmers and ranchers. But who is it really going to help? Who exports to these countries? Is it little mom-and-pop farmers? I don't think so.
No, because you can't produce food cheap enough for someone that's making a few dollars a month equivalent to buy stuff from you. So they have to find ways to produce it so cheap off of the backs of the poorest of the poor on planet Earth that it becomes almost tantamount to a slave wage scenario. And as I said, these free trade agreements are only made possible by the largesse of big government. And that big government largesse doesn't go to the people. It goes to the artificial creations of the state. Those are corporations. Now, I understand that there is some more intrigue here as one of the instigators, if we can call them that, or organizers of some of these protests has gone missing. Is that true?
Yes. There's a gentleman, he's a vice president of the Agricultural Workers Union, and his name is Ballesteros, and he's been detained by intelligence officers in the capital, and they just basically snatched him out of the middle of the night. And he was about to go to a big conference, and it's the trade union conference, or Congress, rather. And they basically snatched him, and it's the classic scenario. They're going after the heads of the organizations that have been behind the protests, getting people organized and out on the street. And so they're calling them all kinds of things and using excuses. Now, the Trade Union Congress General Secretary named Francis O'Grady is demanding directly from the government that he be released. So they know the government snatched him.
They know him, but they know they snatched him, right. Well, we got to snatch freedom back from tyranny here. How are we going to do that? Impacting around the world. They're about to have war on Syria. They're having a war that you don't know about, but you do today, thanks to Phil Pepin's work in Colombia. All in promotion of a globalist agenda. Corporatism, fascism, interchangeable. And you're not part of that club. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots more healing to go. One more segment, wrapping it up with Phil Pepin after the break. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Forget to tune in tomorrow, Wednesday's Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, and find out if Dr. Rasha Bittar shows up with his voice and Bogarts the show from him. That's going to be interesting. But more interesting now is Phil Pepin, his show Pursuit of Freedom on naturalnewsradio.com. He's going to be following up on this that we've just opened up here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including the issue of the kidnapping, if he finds out more about that. Coming out of there. But this war on Colombia, it's not just Obama's war. For those of you who think, oh, you're only picking on Obama. Look, go back to Nixon. Declared war on drugs. And they said, public enemy number one, drugs. And they went out, not the pharmaceutical drugs, of course, but the street ones that were coming out of Colombia. And they declared war, and what did they do? They sent down, what, police, military equipment. What did they do in that time? I mean, this is a war that's been going a long time, Phil.
Yeah, they had combat helicopters and basically a lot. What I've been reading is that a great deal of the money that they're calling aid is going into building up the military to, and of course that's being used, a lot of it is being used on the people themselves. So in a way we are funding the tyrannical behavior of their government, and that's being used on them. And, you know, once again, equipment provided for by the United States government.
Yep. Year 2000, August, Bill Clinton, president then, $1.3 billion in aid to Plan Colombia, an effort to decrease the amount of cocaine produced in that nation. Only elevated the drug war further, but destroyed a lot of Colombia. What? Via the chemicals of Monsanto. Toxic herbicides like Roundup, combat helicopters, as you mentioned, spraying with, what do they call this stuff? Roundup Ultra. I mean, this sounds, Roundup scary enough. Roundup Ultra? You gotta be kidding me. That's a planet killer.
Oh, this is much stronger than what you buy in the store. This is a special little brand of it. And here's another interesting thing that I was reading, and I didn't get it in the article, but they're discovering that the coca plants have gotten resistant to it. You know, it's not even working as well as they wanted to. And that's actually, this fits in with the protest too. This has been going on, what, 13 years, this bombardment with this chemicals. And,
right.
You know, we don't even know what kind of damage, look at Vietnam and what happened with Agent Orange.
Sure, Agent Orange. I mean, defoliating a nation. And we're still seeing cancerous responses in the people there, decades later. And we're doing this. I mean, who is getting the karmic debt for this? I mean, are we responsible because we've allowed it to happen? I mean, the average American has no earthly idea what their government is doing. Syria is just the latest thing that you're paying attention to while you're trying not to look at Wiley Cyrus's whatever. And the thing is here, the people of Vietnam, they're still getting cancer. What happens in Colombia? They now are going to have to sell organic coca, you know, in organic co-ops for coca leaves. And by the way, coca leaves are actually good medicine for altitude sickness and other things. They're non-addictive in the same sense that when you process it, same scenario happens. But the war on drugs was always a war on the people and a war for global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. Phil, you've done a bang-up job on this article. I know there's more to release, and we don't have enough time to cover it all. You're going to be following up on your show tomorrow, are you not?
Absolutely. I'm going to start off with a history of Monsanto, and I'm going to also focus on what they've been doing in the Latin American countries and tie that in with what's going on down there. It is pretty disturbing when you look at it.
Remember, friends, Monsanto would not be able to accomplish 1/100th of this without the tacit complicity of big government. It makes it possible because the people don't want it in Colombia. They've never wanted it. It's the government, the people that get in government, realize that they can steal from the people or take the largesse of the American people inadvertently. They didn't know it. And then start doing their damage because humans are culpable. They're fallible. And at this point, the government has become the, what would we call it, the enabler of the Monsantos of the world to wipe us all out. This is a very important story that, Phil, you brought out, and I appreciate you spending the time with me today on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I appreciate you for drawing attention to this and let me share this tragedy that's going on in Colombia.
Yeah, well, if you know anybody down there, let's see what we can do to help out. But we've got enough problems here at home as well. But we cover it. We've got a global audience. We know that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Phil's show, we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I would urge you to basically say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Remember, I'll be in Las Vegas the 6th through the 8th of September at the ANMA.org. And also, special lecture Nick Brannigan's helped me put on Sunday at that event. The next weekend in Atlanta, HealingStrong.com. If you're not sure about any of what I've just said, just go to RobertScottBell.com. Link through, archives are up, and we've got lots more healing to go, but we're out of time today, but we'll be back tomorrow. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.